This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, man, we're going to hear from Dave Archer in just a second about keys to victory on Monday night. Real quick, a couple guys taking issue with Abe, like I take issue with Abe on many subjects. We were talking earlier about Abe, his Spartan-like dedication to his running. Got a 10-miler coming up. Brandon Caldwell hits us up on Twitter. Follow me at MikeBellATL. What's your Twitter handle, by the way?
It's just at Abe Gordon.
There you go. That's simple and elegant. Guy says, damn, Abe, got a drink to come out, hang out? Come on, man, you can't just break bread.
Not right now. After it's race week.
This is the same guy that didn't you? Somebody told me you brought like some kind of healthy snack to watch a fight party or something.
I went to I do keto, Mike.
Somebody said you brought some mush to like a fight party.
It wasn't a fight party. I went to Joe Patrick's to watch a fight. I didn't get a chance to eat before I came, so I brought and I'll have them in a little bit when I go eat next segment. I have salami sticks. Pork rinds and cottage cheese.
You know
all keto friendly, guys.
I give up. Anyway, three more hours of this with Abe, and we'll get to we'll peel off more layers of the onion or not. Hey, Dave Archer joined us earlier in the week. We wanted you guys to hear it because we've been talking about it all week. We'll start with Arch because, hey, how do you stop Josh Allen?
Well, I know you're going to have to bring your pads. This guy's 6'5", 240 pounds. He's as big as anybody we're going to have on the field other than defensive tackles. So if I'm Jalen Walker coming off the edge, this guy's about the same size I am. So you better get ready. This is a different animal, literally. I mean, we've faced guys that can move around the first 4 weeks of the season, but this guy's different. It's almost as though if you're going to rush four at this guy, he's looking to run. And it's part of it's not a called run, but it almost is kind of the second piece of the play. When he drops the throw, if you give him a lane, he realizes on first and second down, hey, I'm going to go get five. I'm going to go get seven. Maybe I'm going to go get 10 and get a first down. And he's different in that way from other guys where I think he looks to run in early down situations almost as if it's part of the offense.
Arch, when you talk about the Bills' defense, they've got a pretty good one. We were talking about these numbers earlier. We are pretty good ourselves, and I don't think we're getting the credit or the love we deserve quite yet, and that's fine. But, you know, statistically, we're both top 10 when you talk about total defense, and then you start talking about, you know, us against the pass. But the one area where they're not as good is stopping the run. Let's talk a little bit about this, and that's something I think we can attack them on Monday night.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, Carl. You'd like to be able to think that you can get after them in the run game. The thing that's nice about our numbers is we're pretty good against both. Sometimes when you're weak in one area, then it changes and skews the numbers against the pass. The reason they're pretty good against the pass is teams haven't had to throw it against them. They've been able to run it. I think that the one thing that gets lost in how good both teams are defensively, and I don't want to take any of the kudos away from our defense. Our defense has held four consecutive opponents, and I'd challenge anybody to go find a stretch where Atlanta's defense has held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense.
Right.
That's what they've done. That's incredible. That's league-leading type stuff, and that's why they're number one in the league right now. But the piece that's lost is these are the number one and two teams in the league in time of possession. Buffalo's number one, Atlanta's number two. And if you're an offense, if you're a defense that's only on the field for 25, 26 minutes, your numbers are going to look pretty good. So that's the part that's lost in this, is how good both teams have been at possessing the ball. The thing that Buffalo's done better than Atlanta is they've finished drives in the red zone with touchdowns. That's why they're averaging about 32, 33 points a game. Atlanta's not been that good in the red zone. That has to change on Monday night.
I believe, Carl, we should all go under. Over-under, by the way, right now is about 49, 48 and a half. So for you gamblers out there, I think Arch just gave you some secret sauce. Dave Arch is with us here. Part of the thing with the defense is don't let them, the Bills, get the ball at the 50. What does Marquise Williams have to do to tighten up special teams? Because teams has given up too many big returns. Is it because they're so banged up, Arch?
No, I think that, you know, there's just different, you're seeing, there's so much difference in opinion and maybe philosophy on how to return kicks, Mike, that it's interesting that I think we've had like one weekend we're really good, one weekend we're not very good. So I think it's still a feeling out process. I think that from an injury standpoint, I mean, I think we're as healthy as we can be. Obviously, A.J. Terrell is going to be back on the field for you. He's not going to play special teams, but he'll be back out there. But so I think you're going to feel as good as you can. It'll be interesting to see where Buffalo is. Ed Oliver has missed everything other than the first game. He's their really good defensive tackle that's been a really good player. He's the guy that made the play against Derrick Henry in that opening day game where he raked the ball out and ultimately led to that great comeback for Buffalo in that opening day game. He's been out since the first week of the season. Matt Milano, their outstanding linebacker, has been banged up. They've had some issues with some of their corners. So it'll be interesting to see what strength they're at defensively. But from a special team standpoint, I just think it's the ebb and flow, Mike, of trying to figure out this dynamic kickoff. And I'm using the air quotes on dynamic. It's funny how we come up with little names for each one of the things. But I think we're still trying to feel that one out.
Yeah. Arch, talk to us about what the difference was, in your opinion, with what we saw offensively from the worst game to arguably one of our best against the Commanders. Did we change a whole lot, or was it simply execution? What did you think the difference was?
Well, I think it's never one specific thing, right, Carl? But you touched on some of the stuff. Execution certainly is a big part of it. I think it was John McKay said, "I'm all for it." Execution.
Yes.
So, we didn't execute very good in the game against Carolina. Did a much better job of that. I thought that Zach came up with some pretty cool nuances too. I thought some of the stack formations that utilized Bijan Robinson out in the formation where you went 21 personnel. We'd seen a lot of 12, which is one back, two tight ends. We saw that against how that paid dividends against Minnesota. Kind of flipped it around where you had Bijan and Tyler on the field at the same time. And so now you're having to stop a guy that's essentially a one running back, a number one running back in Tyler Algier. And now you've got a guy that's dynamic out in space like Bijan Robinson, who can catch the ball like a wide receiver. That created some problems for Washington. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know whether to zone it off or to man it. And no matter what they chose, it was wrong. Now, I thought he did a good job with some of the stack formations with Kyle Pitts and with Drake London, where we got that early catch. Remember, Kyle makes the catch on the corner route early on in the game because of Washington was unable to sort that out.
Right.
Now we're going to see a little bit different coverage from this Buffalo team. Buffalo's going to want to try to disguise, make it look a one-high look, and then they're going to rock back and try to play some of that umbrella stuff or Tampa 2 or cover 4. So it'll be interesting to see how much that potentially Michael could sort out and get the football to right people. But I thought Zach did a really good job of creating matchup problems for Washington with some of those stack looks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Two and three receivers.
Dave Archer joins us from the set of Grand Theft Auto here on Dukes and Bell. What about Kyle Pitts?
You heard that, though.
What about
somebody chasing Mike Bell down the road in the
backfield?
No.
What about it? You know, because we said if Mooney's not up to being really 100% or up to snuff, can Pitts have a larger role? I know you mentioned the formations, but it seems like Pitts is just, there's touchdowns to be gotten in the red zone with him.
Well, you know, we've certainly got to convert, Mike. You're exactly right. We need to convert down in the red zone. I think Kyle's been very much involved other than down in the red zone. And in all honesty, nobody's been involved in the red zone. I mean, we finally got some guys to catch the football down there and get in the end zone. Drake got his first touchdown. And so you got four different guys score touchdowns. I mean, that's the diversity you're looking for. And how difficult is that to prepare for, where four different guys can touch you down in the red zone for touchdowns? So, yes, Kyle needs to be more involved, no question about it. But I would say that everybody needs to be a little bit more involved down there, and that's maybe where you felt like you got to a little bit last week with the Washington game, putting the points on the board that you did, and get a number of guys involved down in that area. But I think Casey Washington is a guy that's going to continue to emerge as a guy that's going to be able to make plays. I don't think we can hold our breath on Darnell Mooney. I just don't know where he is. One, from a health standpoint. Two, from an attention to detail standpoint on some of the routes that he's run when he has been in there. I'm okay with Casey Washington playing, to be honest with you.
I am too. And I think Casey's done a really good job even going back to camp. We're talking with Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. A couple more things, Arch, before we let you go. It is Monday night. It always feels big, right, with Monday night. We got these primetime games, and I was saying to Mike, it's imperative that we play well to get the country, you know, to give the rest of the country a look at what we already know about this team. I still think we have a very good team, despite the Carolina thing. That was one blip on the radar. I just feel like we got to have a really good showing Monday night, and it always feels big.
There's no question, and the players know it, Carl, that, you know, you're the eyes of the entire league, other than I know it's two games on Monday night, so right. There'll be two teams that will be preparing to play a little bit later than we do that weekend or on Monday. But for the most part, everybody's watching. The nation's watching Monday Night Football, and so you know that as a player. But that's beside the point. What you're looking for is some consistency, Carl, and you're looking for the consistency of playing the way you did last Sunday against Washington, where you played solid defense when you're on the field, were able to win on third down. I mean, Washington was 1-for-8 on third down. They did make a couple of fourth down conversions, so 3-for-10 in all on third on a conversion situation. That's what you're looking for from a defensive standpoint. And then the explosive plays. You had big explosive plays in the game that led to four different guys scoring touchdowns for you. That's what you're looking for. And if the nation takes notice, then so be it. I don't really care about that. I just like to see us be as, you know, consistent offensively as we kind of thought we were going to be coming in. Remember, the conversation was, hey, this team's going to really be good on offense. We don't know where we're going to get on defense. And it's been a little bit of the opposite. You know, you've been pretty good on defense, and you kind of were been inconsistent on offense. So you want to try to square that away to where every Sunday you're a formidable problem on both sides of the ball.
Great stuff with our man Dave Archer. Joins us every week right here on Dukes and Bell. And again, you'll hear him and Wes. You got to get in on this, Abe. Wes Drew.
I'm
Wes Durham. We'll have the call. Pre-game, guys, starts right when we get off the air at 3, and you'll have all the fun, wait for tailgate, all the shenanigans, and then Arch and Wes with the call. This hour of Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in, brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Not a bad idea. A lot of folks doing it now in the burbs, letting the other guys hang the lights. I know. I'm not dealing with those spiders that are out there hanging the lights.
Those Joros don't bother you. Come on, you're a big, tough fella.
Dude, I was at my neighbor's. We walk the dogs around the lake every morning, do about 2.5 miles. And I walked right into this spider web yesterday. I made a noise. It was very unmanly. Because I had, the spider was, literally by my eyeball. And I was like...
Yeah.
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
Totally wigged out, because I don't do spiders.
So, obviously, I hate to sound like... one of those people. I'm talking about running again here, but you're dealing with the same. Run through spider webs, maybe twice a run based on where my route is. It takes 20 seconds to get, because you start feel. I don't know if they're actually on me or
it's
not.
It's psychosomatic. You feel the web. You feel the itch.
I feel the web. It's never the spider. I'm never worried about the spider. But I'm just trying to get the web off of me. I feel like I'm just pulling my own arm hairs out.
Yeah, I'm just nasty. Hey, man, Atlanta United season is winding down, mercifully. Be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason's got you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news, plus keeping tabs on international soccer as well, and there's plenty of amazing stories there. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. Just real quick, had not talked about United for a while now. How's Garth Lagerwey doing? Because we have not talked to Garth. I know he's been got the news about the cancer diagnosis, battling cancer as we speak.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of specifics. I know what's been made public is that he has rejoined the team. I do not know in what capacity, although it is very limited. But he is through the first phase of his treatment. And obviously, like you said, we're all hoping and wishing Garth a healthy return. Tough season for Garth individually, personally, but for the team on the field. It's been a rough go. Yeah. It's almost over.
Never thought Miggy would be this bad. Never thought Miggy would.
It was a concern. It was a concern that people remember what he was and were. Mike, of all the sports, and I think we've gotten a little misconstrued because of a guy like Messi, because of a guy like Ronaldo. The soccer prime is so short. Compared to any other sport, it's probably shorter. Your athletic prime is probably shorter in soccer than any other sport.
Yeah,
any team sport.
And it's funny, I guess maybe just too close to it and having such great memories of
Miggy. I think that's a lot of it.
Always feeling that he was kind of miscast at Newcastle and they didn't understand how to use him, and then you realize he ain't got it. Anyway, Abe knows his soccer, man, knows his football. We'll talk about the NFL. This could be the game that finally does kill the tush push. It gets to a point where, and the other thing is, why aren't the refs calling it? If there's offsides, the way to basically take this away is to simply call the game the way it's supposed to be called. How is the line judge missing? We'll get into that. There's a lot of folks feeling that Jackson Dart should have been back on the field last night. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk to our buddy. I haven't talked to him in a while. Mark Schlabaugh covers college football for ESPN. Great article on the history of Auburn and Georgia. Get his take on, is there a ceiling for the Georgia Bulldogs this year? That'll be in about a half hour's time, right here on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.